it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
All righty, everybody. It's 4:02 Pacific time. Time for Toker Talk Radio. So glad you can join us here live on 420radio.org. Big thanks to all the 420 Radio VIPs out there. You can become a VIP. Just go to 420radio.org/donate. Big things coming up for the Russ Belville Show tonight on KGW News Channel 8 here in Portland. Kyle Aboshi is doing a special report on the DEA's domestic eradication program. That's where the feds spend a bunch of money on local law enforcement, give them grants to go fly helicopters into the forests and pull weeds. And KGW asks the sensible question, since we've legalized in Oregon now, what's the point of this? Why are we still doing this? Couldn't this money be used elsewhere? And Kyle Aboshi came down here to Rolla J Studios and interviewed me to get my take as the head of Portland Normal on whether or not we should continue this program. My answer, of course, no. The feds don't give local law enforcement money to catch murderers, rapists, and thieves. Why should we give money to go pull weeds in the forest? Makes no sense to me. I also pointed out that the best way to prevent marijuana grows in the national forests is to legalize marijuana. You don't see a whole lot of vineyards in the forest. You don't see a whole lot of hops farms in the forest. It's just not going to be worth their while. Now, it will for a little bit because it's still illegal elsewhere in this nation, and that creates a massive price difference. You can grow it pretty cheaply here, ship it out of state, take it to Chicago or New York, and get a ton of money for it. So that's still going to exist as long as prohibition exists, but not for very much longer. So that's that. And then I also spoke this morning. I'm telling you, folks, I don't know how I'm getting into some of these people's PR databases, but I'm loving it. I spoke today with a reporter from Family Circus magazine. You know Family Circus magazine? Can you believe Family Circus is doing a story on marijuana legalization? But they are. And so I spent about a half hour talking to that reporter today. I'll let you know when that one comes out. And then around noontime today, I got a call from another local reporter, this one from the ABC affiliate, K2, wanting to do another marijuana story on families that are using medical cannabis. So we'll get some contact out to him as well. For all of this stuff, if you want to catch any of my prior live engagements or any of my press mentions, they're all available now at RadicalRust.com. Really easy website. Just go to RadicalRust.com/press, and that'll give you a link to every story that's ever been done where I've been a part of it. I think there's 77 of them now. And then RadicalRust.com/live will take you to every appearance I've ever done, and links to either YouTube videos or SoundCloud files from that appearance, or at least photos. And some of them I don't have any links to, but there's that. Anyway, over 100 50 different events now, maybe more than that. I'm not sure how many. Those are now available for you if you want to follow what's up. And of course, follow me at Radical Russ on Twitter for all the latest updates. Speaking of latest updates, things are getting busy here. Tomorrow night, I will be at the MJBA meetup. It's taking place at the Tony Starlight Room in Portland at 1125 Southeast Madison. MJBA is, of course, a Marijuana Business Association, kind of a professional organization for marijuana professionals, if you will, whereas my work with Normal is more for the consumer side. Then on Wednesday, we're having our Portland Normal members meeting at a new place called The Analog. Then Friday, I am flying out to Boston for the Boston Freedom Rally, so no live show on Friday. So sorry. And we might not have live shows on Friday for a while coming up. In fact, let's see, the next Friday we'll have a live show. No, next Friday I have a doctor's appointment. So yeah, two Fridays away is our next Friday show that'll happen. But that'll be after my dentist appointment. So who knows, I might not be able to talk. We'll see how that goes. But you can always follow the calendar at 420radio.org/schedule if you want to know what's up, where I'm headed, and if there is a live show. I'm getting pretty good about putting it in when it's going to be a replay so that you can know that it's just going to be a replay show. Also, I mentioned last week about our upcoming move to CannabisRadio.com. The podcast will soon be hosted on CannabisRadio.com. We'll talk more about that coming up in the next segment. Also coming up, we've got Roots Monday's Daily Toker Tunes featuring a mashup, I believe. Or no, maybe that was last week. But anyway, you got Bacon Dan calling in. He'll tell us what's up with Portland. A pretty disappointing loss for the Portland Timbers in Major League Soccer the other day. I'm sure he's not too happy about that. But our Mr. Portland, Bacon Dan, calling in at 420. And again, we are 10 days away. 10 days away from legal pot sales.
America's RR7 secret agent of progressive change.
The name's Belville. Russ Belville.
This is the Russ Belville Show.
Hi in Hawaii wants to know, what does it take to do a show? You need a laptop, you need a microphone, and you need an internet account. That's it. Costs nothing. If you put a show together, I'll give you a spot on 420 Radio. No cost. All you got to do is get it uploaded to iTunes. I can teach you how to do that. Once it's up on iTunes, our automated system will just replay it on schedule. Even as I move to CannabisRadio.com, 420Radio.org will still exist as a public access channel.
This is 420Radio.org, your 24-hour cannabis community radio.
As a police officer, I walked the beat, served on the vice squad and SWAT team, and became an expert on drug addiction. I saw firsthand the effects of Ohio's destructive marijuana laws. Simply put, they don't work. Ohio spends over $100 million each year on this failed effort. It's time for marijuana reform, so law enforcement can spend their time cracking down on real criminals and making Ohio a safer place for our families. Vote yes on 3.
Marijuana may be legal in some states, but it is still very difficult to advertise. Legal marijuana states have strict guidelines about where marijuana ads may be placed. 420 Radio provides advertisers a marijuana-related on-demand platform skewed toward older adults that meets Colorado and other legal states' advertising restrictions. Visit 420radio.org/advertise to learn how you can place web ads that are immune to ad block software and audio ads heard live on 420 Radio and stored permanently in the enormously popular Russ Belville Show podcast. 420 Radio is heard by legions of dedicated fans who make up the activist leadership and entrepreneurial base of serious marijuana law reformers. Our audience is older, better educated, and more financially secure than most marijuana-related media can boast. Learn more at 420radio.org/advertise.
Imagine life without taxes. Let New Era Certified Public Accountants, NewEraCPAs.com, handle your Cannabusiness 280E and tax strategy. Get your business prepared with New Era CPA's Cannabis Finance Bootcamp. NewEraCPAs.com. With years of experience in the industry, we are one of the nation's leading accounting firms for growers, dispensaries, and ancillary companies from Washington to California. NewEraCPAs.com.
Welcome back, everybody. That's Music from Everything. The song is called Free to Choose. Give us another 10 minutes. We'll have Bacon Dan on the line with some new music coming up as well. Lots of good stuff coming up for Roots Monday. As I mentioned, we're 10 days away in the state of Oregon from legal marijuana sales to all adults. Yes, the audience is thrilled. October 1st. Any adult will be able to walk into a medical marijuana dispensary, a participating medical marijuana dispensary, because they don't have to, and a city can stop this from happening. So it's not going to be in all cities either. But basically speaking, here in Portland, you're going to have about 100 places you can go shop for marijuana. Now, there is a limitation. You'll only be able to buy a quarter ounce. Aww. And you'll be able to buy 4 seedlings. And you'll be able to buy unlimited amount of seeds. But you can't buy edibles, tinctures, salves, lotions, concentrates, or extracts. Why? Well, they want to make sure there's enough of those products for the medical consumers. And the testing and the regulation around the processing and the purity of the extracts and concentrates and the edibles has never been really set in the medical side, and they don't want to let that happen on the rec side when the Cole memo said we want to make sure everything's, you know, legit. So, understandably, they want to delay that. Now, the sales time for recreational marijuana sales will be at 10 a.m. On October 1st, and that's a Thursday, and we will be out there 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. is the only time it can operate. And we will be out there at one of the dispensaries. Now, I'm not sure which one yet. I've got an offer here from one called Canisea that has a FM radio crew that's going to be there and giving away gift bags and so forth. We may be there. I know on October 4th, we'll be participating in the Dope Cup Party at Fresh Buds Dispensary in Southeast Portland. So we'll keep you posted on all that. I still have some more contacts I've got to make, discussions I got to have with people. But somewhere next Thursday, 10 a.m., we will be streaming live from Oregon's first recreational legal marijuana sales. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, as far as buying this quarter ounce, our stores are not going to be segregated like the Colorado ones are. In Colorado, they can have a store that says medical and recreational, but it's literally separated. You've got to have a separate entrance, and sometimes it's the same entrance, but a separate, like one of those theater barriers. What are those called? Those little seatbelt-looking turnstile kind of things, right? Well, they're not turnstiles. What do they call those things? Anyway, they literally separate the room in half, and on one half, the patients can go over here, and the other half, the recreational consumers go over there. That is not what will be happening in Oregon. In Oregon, a customer is a customer. Everybody going into these dispensaries will be served. It's just those who are without a medical marijuana card can only buy a quarter ounce of flower. Now, the dispensaries themselves have been directed by the Oregon Liquor Control Commission or Oregon Health Authority, I'm not sure which, to collect some basic statistics. As you make your purchase, they're going to put down your birthday and how much you bought. So you're going to try to keep some tab on the age range of the recreational consumers and how often or how much they're buying. But no real personally identifiable information, and best of all, no database. There's going to be no central correlation of this information. So, what's to stop me from getting on the number 12 bus, running up and down Sandy Boulevard, and buying a quarter ounce of marijuana at each of 10 dispensaries that exist on this boulevard? Nothing. I can go to the one on 24th and Sandy, buy a quarter. 28th and Sandy, buy a quarter. 33rd and Sandy, buy a quarter. 42nd and Sandy, buy a quarter. 62nd and Sandy, buy a quarter. 92nd and Sandy, buy a quarter. 103rd and Sandy, buy a quarter. I can buy a quarter at each one of these places. Furthermore, I could go back to the one at 24th and Sandy later in the day after shift change, and it's pretty likely nobody's going to recognize that I've already been there today buying a quarter. And as far as we can tell, there's nothing in the early sales law that says they have to be limited to a quarter per day at any place. As far as we can tell, it's only a quarter per purchase. So yeah, there'll be some limitation, but I'm not sure how much of a limitation that's really going to be. Now, we can possess an ounce legally, so you could make your trip to four stores, buy a quarter ounce at each store, take that ounce home, go back out, go to four more stores, get your ounce, take it home, and you could do that six more times, a total of eight times. You could visit 32 marijuana shops, buy a quarter ounce at each one, taking it home every four shops, so you're never over a full ounce. And you could possess a half pound of store-bought marijuana in your home by the end of Thursday. It's an amazing time. Now, as if that wasn't enough for you, those purchases are going to be tax-free. No tax whatsoever on your purchase of a quarter ounce of fine Oregon marijuana. And I'm going to say that quarter ounce of fine Oregon marijuana is probably going to come in at $50 or less. So it's going to be a good time here in Oregon. Get your Christmas shopping done because the tax-free status ends at the end of this year. October, November, and December, you'll be able to buy marijuana tax-free. We'll give you all the information on where we're going to be and all the promotions that are going to be happening around Oregon's first legal marijuana sales. It's going to be an amazing time, I'm sure. And if you've got any questions, you can always give us a call here at 844-420-RADIO. That's 844-207-2346. I might actually get myself four seedlings. Been a while since I tried growing marijuana, and I still have some lush LED lights that I can use for it. So maybe I'll try my hand at it again, just because it's legal, just because I can. Might be a lot of fun to try to grow some marijuana once again. As we continue through our marijuana legalization here in the state of Oregon, we still, of course, face prohibitionists who are eager to see something bad happen. It was amazing how they danced on the grave of Levi Tambo when he jumped out of that hotel balcony in Denver last year. A time when they should have been sad for a family that lost their son, friends that lost their friend. They were giddy. They were gleeful that they could show that marijuana killed somebody. See, marijuana killed somebody. No, it was kind of that sudden stop at the end of his fall that killed him, but okay. And now we get this case of Richard Kirk, man who shot his wife, supposedly not guilty by reason of intoxication because he ate some marijuana cookies. So we have to be on our best behavior. We know that they are waiting to jump at anything they can make stick. And so far, they haven't been able to make anything stick. So far, the American people have recognized that pretty much everything that's come about from marijuana legalization in Washington and Colorado has been a good thing. $200 million in tax revenue, some 15, 20,000 jobs between the two states. No real appreciable increases in youth marijuana use. Nothing that doesn't already match what's going on in the rest of the country. So we will keep you informed on all of this. And when these prohibitionists stand up and shout their falsehoods, we will be there to shout them back down.
You're a loony.
All right, that sound means it's 4:20, time for us to take a break. It's our union-mandated safety briefing. We come back, we'll be safer than ever with Bacon Dan and our Roots Monday Daily Toker Tunes.
It's 420 somewhere. You're listening to 420radio.org. The Russ Belville Show is proudly sponsored by the Marijuana Business Association. The MJBA, called by NBC News the Cannabis Chamber of Commerce, is the fastest growing business association in the fastest growing industry in America. I've been working with the MJBA for years, and I personally invite you to join the MJBA. MJBA also publishes the popular MJ Headline News on Facebook and the MJNewsNetwork.com, and Marijuana Channel 1 on YouTube. Visit MJBA.net for more details. Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal. Ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers.
I very much hope that I am the only person on this stage who can say this, but I know there are millions of Americans out there who will say the same thing. My husband Frank and I buried a child to drug addiction. So, we must invest more in the treatment of drugs. I agree with Senator Paul. I agree with states' rights. But we are misleading young people when we tell them that marijuana is just like having a beer. It's not. And the marijuana that kids are smoking today is not the same as the marijuana that Jeb Bush smoked 40 years ago. We do. Sorry. But we need to tell young people the truth. Drug addiction is an epidemic, and it is taking too many of our young people. I know this sadly from personal experience.
Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz.
I'm sure you've heard about the ballot issue to legalize marijuana, and you're probably wondering, does this plan make sense? How will it make Ohio safer? And what does it mean for me? Go to responsibleohio.com and get the facts.
This is Cannabis Facts from Robert Platschorn's thesilvertour.org. Supported by our donors and Hemp Inc., poised to lead America's hemp revolution at hempinc.com. In 1937, the second most prescribed medicine, marijuana, was banned. It wasn't about marijuana. The paper, oil, and chemical industries lobbied to end hemp farming. No longer labor-intensive, an acre of hemp produced more quality paper than 4 acres of trees. Plastics and fibers could be produced from a plant. Hemp can even produce 10 times the energy of today's ethanol. As marijuana prohibition ends, many states now allow farmers to again grow hemp. This was Cannabis Facts from thesilvertour.org, an educational nonprofit supported by our donors and Hemp Inc., a public company poised to process America's hemp crop at hempinc.com.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Roots Monday. featuring the blues, country, folk, and jazz music that birthed the modern sounds we enjoy today. Now, sit back and enjoy your daily Tilker Tune.
All right, a little scrambling there on the Skype line, but we've got Bacon Dan on the phone. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing good, man. It's a good thing that I sent you that message, eh?
Yeah, no doubt. I got into my Skype account and it says, your number expired on September 19th. I'm like, oh, okay. So a quick little PayPal and we are back online. So no wonder nobody was calling. Anyway, yeah. Dan, I know you're probably still in mourning from the terrible loss to New York Red Bulls in our Major League Soccer the other day.
Yeah, and we're not even going to talk about the Bills game because holy shit.
Oh, I wasn't even going to bring up the Bills game. I knew that would hurt too much. I was going to deflect it to the Timbers, but my goodness, what a shame. What a shame. All right, so we can't talk sports today. I guess we'll have to talk rock and roll. How's everything with the karaoke from hell?
Things are really good. I'll be working tonight. We should have a pretty good crowd. Last night's Sinferno was packed to the gills, so I'm hoping for another good crowd tonight because it's such a fun time. I've been going through all my songs today of which song I'll get to sing because when I work, I only get to sing one song. So
yeah,
I think I'm set on either Neil Young's Old Man or maybe something from America or maybe a little bit Alice Cooper. Haven't decided yet.
Very good. And for folks outside of the Portland area, if you don't know, Karaoke from Hell is a live band that you sing karaoke with.
It's awesome. And it's started by the guy who started Voodoo Donuts. So there's free donuts for everybody. And it's just a really good time. And he's a huge, huge advocate of cannabis.
That's great news. We're going to get him on the show one of these days, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's take a look at what's happening with music. Yeah, last week you brought us a really cool mashup, and I got a lot of great response from that, by the way. What do we have today?
All right, so I've had this song stuck in my head for the past week or so. It's just one of those songs from my childhood that I always remember. This is back when, you know, public access TV and, you know, educational TV was actually a good thing. And if everybody remembers way back when Sesame Street started, there's always that really psychedelic pinball thing that'd be the countdown, the really cool, funky, old-school music. And then I find out it was the Pointer Sisters singing it.
Really?
So I'm like, you know what? Let's just do, like, the coolest thing we can do and do the pinball number count with the Pointer Sisters. And I'll tell you, there's some really nice old-school jazz clarinet in this, some steel drums. Like, this is some good stuff.
All right. So this is particularly good with the sativa, I suppose?
Oh, absolutely. And especially, like, I'm also using this as the countdown to legal sales here in Oregon, which I think once legal sales start, man, my dating life's going to be a lot more simple here. Like, every time, you know, I go on a date, and everyone's like, oh, you know, do you smoke? And I'm like, yes, I smoke weed. Do you? Well, I want to, but I don't know how to get it. Now you just go to the store.
Not no more. Well, let's do it. It's the pinball number count from the Pointer Sisters, 10 days away from legal marijuana sales.
6.
Yeah.
love it. I love it.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Herb Thrasher, and you're listening to 420 Radio. Bongs up!
High class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone, and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear, and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
You're listening to 420 Radio. Listen Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for Marijuana Today, podcasting on Shout Engine. Marijuana Today is the most in-depth discussion and analysis of the current state of marijuana business and politics, featuring guests from the top activism, lobbying, and business organizations working to perfect marijuana legalization in the United States. Check our online listings for Marijuana Today with Chris Lodekar from marijuanatoday.com.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. 36 past the hour. That's music from Carrie Lee, the fellow who recorded this album from prison as he did time for marijuana. This is called Evil's Creepin'. Now, the story that we covered in the news earlier is something I wanted to talk about in this segment, and that is the booby traps in Detroit. If you missed the first hour, there's a man who set off a booby trap in a abandoned field. 28, he's walking in a vacant field and tripped on something and heard an explosion and felt some pain. And messed up this guy's foot, apparently. And what it was is booby traps set up in this field for a guy that was growing marijuana. And the cops say there's at least four explosive devices found, placed in an area where children or utility crews could have been injured. They were powerful enough to cause substantial injuries. Now, the man told investigators the marijuana was being grown for medicinal purposes and had state authorization to grow it. Yeah, okay, you might have a medical marijuana card, although medical marijuana cards do say in most of these states, and I'm pretty sure Michigan has this, that you have to be growing out of public view. You can't just get a medical card and then throw a bunch of plants in the ground in some abandoned field. That's without booby traps. Once you start adding explosives to the mix, medical marijuana laws don't protect you anymore. That's not a part of it. In fact, the medical marijuana laws in most states are equal in that regard. That it's a very narrow exception to criminal prosecution. Does not protect you from criminal prosecution for setting up bombs. Guy setting up explosive devices here that kids could have tripped on, animals could have triggered them. This guy ends up getting injured. There is no reason anybody should lose life or limb over marijuana. How many booby traps have you ever heard of set up around someone's home vegetable garden? When's the last time anybody tried to protect their tomato plants with explosives? Never. For that matter, now you might say, oh, well, tomatoes aren't a drug. That's true. I'm the one who'll tell you that. Tomatoes don't get you high. So let's change it. Home brews. How many people have a home brew operation, home brewing some beer, and set up booby traps and explosives to stop people from coming after it? Nobody. What does home brewed beer and homegrown tomatoes have in common? Anybody who wants beer or tomatoes can buy them more easily than they can grow them. Simply put, everybody in America could grow their own tomatoes if they wanted to. Not everybody does. For some people, it's just a pain in the ass. It's just, why bother growing it when I can go to the supermarket and get tomatoes as good as I can grow? Maybe not as good, but I can get tomatoes. There's just no value in it. The only way violence interfaces with marijuana is in putting an absurd value on marijuana. And this is something the prohibitionists cannot get through their skulls. That what they want to see happen would be best accomplished by making marijuana as worthless as possible. If there's plenty of shops where I can go buy marijuana, and the cost of that marijuana is very low, there's no criminal incentive for me to go break into some guy's garage or empty lot or house to try to steal his marijuana. Just like there's no purpose in me breaking into a guy's place to steal his home-brewed beer. Maybe he's the best home brewer ever. It's still not where am I going to sell it? Who am I going to sell it to? That what Kevin Sabet and Patrick Kennedy and these guys want, fewer kids smoking pot and to get rid of the crime and violence around pot would be best accomplished by the most lenient free market marijuana law possible. Make it like, treat marijuana like alcohol, treat it like zucchinis. When's the last time you want some zucchini? We grew some zucchini in the garden. Oh man, I got my fill of zucchini. That's the day I'm waiting for with marijuana. Hey man, I grew some buds in my garden. Oh man, I got enough buds. Thanks. That's fine. You know, I got plenty of buds. That's where we need to get this to. Now, it's not treat it like tomatoes. It's not tilt. Marijuana is never going to be exactly like tomatoes. There will always be a greater inherent value in marijuana than there is in tomatoes, because tomatoes don't get you high. Tomatoes, by and large, don't solve major medical problems for people. So it is going to be a valuable commodity. It's no matter how much of it we grow, it's always going to be a valuable commodity. And politically speaking, I don't see a time in the near future where it's not prohibited for minors. I think we can win the battle in my lifetime to get marijuana legal for 18-year-olds. That's one thing I want to see before I die. And I'm 47, close to 48. Let's say I got another 30 years in me. Probably more, since I smoke so much pot. But nevertheless, let's say it's 30 more years. I think we can get it to where 18-year-olds can smoke pot. I think that can happen in our lifetime. Or, you know what I'd really like to see in our lifetime? I would like to see the age for everything change to 19. Or perhaps have a graduated age system, right? How about this? When you graduate high school and you can show that you graduated high school or got your general equivalency diploma, your diploma is now a junior drug license. You can drink beer. You can smoke decent potency weed. Maybe we can make it a 10% limit or something. Right? You can smoke cigarettes. And this, even if you're 17, you graduate, you can get your high school diploma at 17 or 16. Great. You now have the license to be able to use junior drugs, soft drugs, low potency THC, low potency alcohol. Then, when you become 21, you get your full license. Whether you got your diploma or not, you get your full license, you can have any drug you want. Can you imagine what that would do for our high school dropout rates? Right? Tell a bunch of guys that are thinking about dropping out of high school, hey, if you stay in high school, you can get your weed license. And I say license here, I don't mean license. I mean like just your license, your driver's license would be enough to get you in, right? Your ID would get you into the pot shop. Something to think about. But the larger point was that in my lifetime, for the foreseeable future, it's going to be illegal for people under 21 for the next 5-10 years at least. So given those factors, that it's always going to be more valuable because it's a medicine and it's somewhat prohibited. And the more prohibited it is, the more expensive it's going to be, and the longer it takes before we get it to the place where we want it. Like only being able to possess an ounce, only being able to grow 4 plants. Why? What happens, criminally speaking, when I have more than an ounce on me? What is the harm to the state when I suddenly have more than an ounce on me? Well, the only logical harm would be that you, by having more than an ounce, could be then someone who distributes it illegally, who deals it illegally. Okay, but why not just leave that as a crime? Regardless of how much I'm possessing. Hell, I could have an ounce on me and be selling 3/4 of it to other people. So why does that become more of an intent to sell when I have 5/4 on me than 4? This idea that possessing too much marijuana is bad is a weird idea, isn't it? It's the idea to try to stop us from being smugglers. That's really the only basis it has, is to stop us from smuggling marijuana, stop us from trafficking it, dealing it other places. If you can only take out an ounce at a time, it's going to make it tougher for you to go across that Idaho border and sell it that often, I suppose. But to me, it would seem that leave the selling of it a crime when you catch the person selling it. I should be able to possess 3 pounds of marijuana in the trunk of my car. How is my mere possession of it any indication that I'm a criminal?
Well, you wouldn't have 3 pounds of it if you were, if you're just using it for personal use.
Who says? Maybe that 3 pounds is what I intend to take home and store for the next 3 years. So, you know, it's just weird. And as long as these prohibitions exist, as long as there's a limit on how much you can possess, a limit on how many plants you can have, a limit on where you can use it, you know, that is so much more restrictive than alcohol, those factors are going to contribute to marijuana being more expensive than it needs to be. And this is where we're in a dangerous spot. We're in a dangerous spot now because we have legalization happening in the context of continued prohibition. And the danger is that the harms of prohibition, as they continue, might get ascribed to legalization. And they're trying, the prohibitionists are trying. Now, they try it mostly right now with straw man arguments. Like they say, you said legalizing marijuana would end the black market, but there's guys dealing weed over there. Ha ha, you said it would end the black market. Who said that? I never said legalizing marijuana would end the black market. I said it would reduce the black market. There's always going to be a black market. Hell, there's a black market in DVDs. There's a black market in perfumes. There's a black market in everything, legal or illegal, that you can purchase. The question is how big is it? How much of a market share does that black market have? And there's no denying that the black market's market share of marijuana has fallen. So the price of marijuana is going to remain artificially high for a while, even as it declines. I mean, like I said, we're going to get to the point, like I see advertisements on literally billboards, people. We have billboards in Portland. I saw a billboard in Portland for $79 ounces. Now, it's on the medical side, but there's not too long before that's going to be on the recreational side as well. And the lower we crash that price, the less profit there is in being in the black market, the less profit there is to be a teenage weed dealer at school or a Mexican cartel. And to me, that result is the success of legalization.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
The Russ Belville Show reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while. Share. Hey, it's Herb Thrasher, and this is 420radio.org.
Adam Hand of Handmade Apparel produces quality custom designs for t-shirts, hats, and other apparel. Handmade Apparel is the official design shop for 420 Radio, among many clients who rely on Adam Hand for everything from short-run custom projects to full-run clothing lines. Visit handmadeapparel.biz to browse the selection of handmade gear or to get a personal quote for your own designs. Handmade Apparel, a proud supporter of 420radio.org.
Georgia.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 1920s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
This is Radical Russ encouraging you to take a look at the Weed Blog every day. Johnny Green and the staff at the Weed Blog are on top of all the latest developments in the fight to end marijuana prohibition nationwide. You can even get the Weed Blog on your smartphone by installing the Weed Blog app for iPhone and Android. If it's about weed, it's on the Weed Blog, including my original writing. So don't delay. Read the Weed Blog today.
Year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. Left yesterday behind him, you might say he was born again. Might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mouth. His life was far away on the road, hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, it don't last for long. Colorado, Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High.
Yes, the great John Denver.
Rocky Mountain High.
Rocky Mountain High. Yeah. Keep it up, guys. Keep smoking that weed in Denver because, you know, when Chris Christie becomes president, he's going to shut it all down. Yeah, yeah. Sure he is. It's funny to me that we even have presidential candidates that are trying to be anti-marijuana. It's amazing to me, actually. When you look at the polls right now in three of the early primary states, two-thirds of the Republican voters are saying, leave this to the states. Leave it to the states. Now, indeed, some of those are probably Republican voters who want a whole lot of other things left to the states, like whether or not gay people can get married, whether or not a woman can get an abortion, etc. But at least they're consistent. You got a guy like Chris Christie touting his pro-life credentials. Mr. Pro-Life, let the states decide, but not if it comes to marijuana. And that's another weird position. My wife brought this up the other night when we were watching the debate. I don't remember her exact quote, but she crystallized it. And it was the basic idea that how is it that we have a Republican Party that is dead set against socialized medicine? My God, we can't have socialized medicine. We can't have the government paying for our health care. The last thing in the world we want is to get the government in between us and our doctors. Unless he's a gynecologist that's going to give you an abortion. Then let's get his government in there as much as we can. Unless it's a doctor who wants to recommend medical marijuana. In that case, let's send in the federal troops. Like, you can't have it both ways, guys. If you think the federal government doesn't belong in the business of healthcare, as you've tried to repeal Obamacare, what, 40 times now? I don't know how many times it's been, but it's been ridiculous. How can you have that position? That Obamacare is an abomination and should be repealed because the federal government has no business in our health care, and then want to override the opinion of doctors in states that have made it legal for them to recommend medical marijuana to their patients. It's a cognitive dissonance so great, it's surprising their heads don't explode like the guy in Scanners. Dating myself with the reference, but you kids look it up on the internet. but it's stunning to me. And for them, you know, because politicians want to win. That's their gig. That's get elected, get votes. So I don't see what the end game is for a guy like Chris Christie or who's the other guy, Rubio. I don't see what their end game is. Is it to play to the social conservatives? To play for that, you know, mom and apple pie vote or something to show how conservative you might be. I don't see it as a winning ploy. The polls are showing it's not. Do they think maybe that doesn't harm them as much as other positions they have might help them? Do they underestimate just how big the marijuana issue is now in America? Every news channel out there, every cable news, local news, newspaper, they'll all tell you that marijuana drives clicks. Marijuana gets eyeballs. You want ratings? Talk about marijuana. So they've got to know the issue's coming. It's not going to be a one-time thing at one debate. They're going to hear it everywhere they go, especially as they go through Ohio. Ohio's got legalization on the ballot in November. They've got to have Ohio to win the presidency. The electoral math is such that if Republicans lose Ohio, they lose the presidency. It's not the way our system should work. All the states should matter. Your vote should be important everywhere you live, but the truth is it's not. I've never cast an important vote in a presidential election. Never. Most of my elections, I lived in Idaho. I could vote for Big Bird. I could vote for Mickey Mouse. It didn't matter. Didn't matter who I voted for. The Republican is going to win Idaho by a landslide. I could cast my little protest vote for a Democrat, for a Green, for a Libertarian. Didn't matter. Idaho, and it's three electoral votes, or is it four now? Maybe it's four, are going to the Republican. And now I live in Oregon, where it's almost the opposite situation. Oregon's going to go for the Democrat. No matter who I vote for, they're going to go Democrat. There's only a few states in America where your vote even really matters in the general election, thanks to the Electoral College and the way we pick our president. Now, if we picked our president by popular vote, which a lot of people suggest is what we should do, then your vote would matter, no matter what state you lived in. But Republicans don't want to see that happen, because if you look at the popular vote, Democrats win every election, going back to George Bush in 2000. They don't want to see that happen. The more people that vote, the more Democrats tend to win. So they want to obstruct that as much as possible. So the Republican candidates are going to have to come through Ohio. They're going to have to come through an Ohio that will be voting on legalization in the early rounds. And then after November, it'll either have legal marijuana or it will have just rejected legal marijuana. And that's something that I don't think a lot of the people in Ohio that are against this issue have stopped to think about. Imagine what the presidential debates sound like to Ohio voters if that Republican candidate can say, well, Ohio just rejected legalization. See, it's not inevitable. Who knows? If it's the right Republican candidate, maybe he illustrates that, see, this is why we should leave it up to the states. Some states are going to say no. But I don't want to give them that opportunity. I'd rather the Republican debating the Democrat in Ohio has to debate that Democrat in a state that's legalized marijuana. Colorado is a little bit of a swing state, but not a lot of electoral votes. California, Washington, and Oregon, all reliably Democratic. Alaska, pretty reliably Republican, and not a lot of electoral votes. The vote in Ohio is going to make a huge difference to the framing of the marijuana legalization coming in 2016 in Arizona, Nevada, California, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, and possibly Missouri. You're not just voting for Ohio, folks. You're voting for this entire legalization movement. And like we said in hour one, it's 10,000 people who could avoid harassment every year if you pass this thing. That's all the time I got for today. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you tomorrow with Stevie D'Angelo on the show. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.